From excerpt number 44. We're reading from Shamati, article 135, clean and righteous do not kill, excerpt 44. The clean and righteous do not kill. A righteous is one who justifies the Creator. Whatever he feels, whether good or bad, he takes above reason. This is considered right. Clean refers to the cleanness of the matter, the state as he sees it. This is so because a judge has only what his eyes see. And if one does not understand the matter or cannot attain the matter, he should not blur the forms as they seem to his eyes. This is considered left, and he should nurture both. Again, excerpt number 45, Rabash, article 4, what is a flood of water in the work? The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Kedusha, of holiness, is wholeness, with respect to above reason, and the left line means that he sees within reason that he is incomplete. But quite the contrary, he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before he has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both. Maybe we'll read some more.
So, excerpt number 46 from Shamati, 212, embrace of the right, embrace of the left. There is the embrace of the right, and there is the embrace of the left, and both must be eternal. This means that when one is in the state of right, he should think that there is no such quality as the left in the world. And also, when one is in the left, he should think that there is no such quality as right in the world. Right means private providence, and left means guidance of reward and punishment. Although there is reason which says that there is no such thing as right and left together, he must work above reason, meaning that reason will not stop him. The most important is the above reason. This means that one's whole work is measured by his work above reason. Although he later comes into within, it is nothing, since his basis is above reason. So he always suckles from his root. However, if, when he comes into within reason, he wants specifically to be fed within reason, at that time the light immediately departs. If he wants to extend, he must begin with above reason, as this is the whole root. Afterwards, he comes to the reason of Kedusha.